If this was Krishna Janmashtami, at 20 to 6, the temple room would be filled. Krishna Janmashtami. Even a weekday, the temple room would be filled. There is much less appreciation in the world, in general, for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his glorious appearance. But you are faithful and highly elevated souls who have come to celebrate Gaur Purnima. And part of our service to Lord Chaitanya is to assist other people in understanding the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I thought I'd begin to just, there are two little sections for this evening that I want to read from. One is just one very nice verse that was written by Rupa Goswami and found in Vidagdha Madhava, a very nice prayer to Lord Chaitanya that goes like this. It's a prayer. My dear Lord, may that Lord who is known as the son of Srimati Sachidevi be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has descended in this age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Lord Krishna, he appears only once in each day of Lord Brahma. And the day of Lord Brahma is very long. The day of Lord Brahma consists of 1,000 yuga cycles. And each yuga cycle is 4,320,000 years long. That's a lot of math to multiply it all out. There are, in those 1,000 yuga cycles, there are 14 manus. And each manu, his rule is for 71 yuga cycles. And in the 7th of the 14 manus, in the 28th of the 71 yuga cycle, so it's something like around 11:30 in the morning of Lord Brahma's day is when Krishna appears. And just after Krishna appears, well, Krishna Das Kaviraja Goswami describes, when Krishna appears, unlike any of the other 999,000 yuga cycles, or excuse me, 999 yuga cycles and the 1,000th yuga cycle where he appears, Krishna shows his Vrindavan pastimes. Otherwise he doesn't show. But very popular for Krishna Janmashtami, or when people think of Krishna, they think of, largely, they think of Krishna Vrindavan. But in the whole expanse of each day of Brahma, it's very small, but it's also very recent. In the very same 28th yuga cycle, 28th millennium of Vaivasvatamana, Krishna appears. And he exhibits his pastimes in Vrindavan, and he exhibits the primary mellows or rasas that are only seen in the spiritual world. He exhibits them in this realm. But language that's used in Sanskrit is aprakat and prakat. Aprakat means not manifest. So normally, those of us that are in the cloud of the material energy, this mahatattva, the illusory existence of trying to find happiness through sense gratification, this place, Maya's kingdom, we don't see that realm. Therefore, it's called aprakat. But Krishna, being very, very merciful, he descends and shows those same pastimes on this plane. And then they're called prakat, lila. And he delights the hearts of his devotees who are in this realm serving him. And he attracts the hearts and the minds of others who aren't his devotees to think of him. Krishna comes to give wonderful pastimes to think of him. And now I'd like to read one other little section, just because it's so nice and it's very appropriate for Lord Purnima. What Krishna considers after his departure. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes, and then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed devotional service to me upon the inhabitants of this world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi. Knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. And he lists them. But he says, devotees are not attracted to these. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nama Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the whole world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. And of course it goes on. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The personality of Godhead in his original feature is Lord Krishna. This is established very clearly and distinctly and emphatically in Srimad Bhagavatam. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam says, is the source of all existence in the spiritual and the material realms, and all the different forms of the Lord emanate from Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not an avatar of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. I'll say it again. There are many, many unlimited forms of the Lord that descend in this world. That's avatar. Expansions of the original personality of Godhead. They're avatars. The golden avatar is Krishna himself, who, in another very nice verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it's explained, eternally, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritya Ladini Shakti Asman ekatmanav api bhuvi purat deha beda katau tau. The verse means there's these two forms, Radha, just as Radha Govinda, Radha and Krishna. Those two forms are one entity manifested in two forms. One portion is the Ladini Shakti, and the other is the Shaktiman, the energy and the possessor of that energy. Radha is the pleasure potency of Krishna, and they're manifest as two forms eternally, but one entity. That's the first part of the verse. The second part of the verse says that those two forms become one in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha bhava dyuti subhavitam. The dyuti, the luster, and the bhava of Radha, so golden complexion, as Radha is golden complexion, and the Radha bhava, the ecstasy, emotional ecstasy of love for Krishna that Radha has, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibits, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself. It's a deep mystery. You have to listen very carefully even to hear clearly what's being said by our acharyas and the transcendental description of who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's Krishna himself. But in one form, instead of Radha Krishna, in one form as the luster of Radha and the ecstasy of Radha, but Krishna himself. And in the position of Krishna himself, he's teaching how to love Krishna. Prabhupada explains like this. Krishna was thinking, I came into this world to exhibit my pastimes, and I gave my instructions in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmam prityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tam sarva pāpebhyo mokriyishyami māsamshaha. Krishna gave that instruction. But unfortunately, people were too dull. They couldn't understand the instruction or how to follow the instruction, so Krishna considered, I will come myself and teach them how to perform devotional service. Just as these verses are saying, I will teach them how to perform devotional service. And not just devotional service in a Vaikuntha mood, but devotional service in a Braja mood, because he's Krishna himself and he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. This is the temple where the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he actually appeared in Navadvipa. And there's a very wonderful long description that I won't go into because it's so long. But how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, during his lifetime, just a little over 100 years ago from today, Bhaktivinoda Thakur found the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because in a book called Ananta Samhita, Ananta Samhita, it described thousands of years ago the places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, and it described then that after his departure, the course of the Ganges would shift, and the place where those pastimes were would be submerged underneath the Ganges. And then again, some hundreds of years later, the Ganges would shift again. And that's exactly what happened. So, skipping many of the wonderful details, Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a vision one evening from Navadvip, looking across the Ganges. He saw a brilliant light in the night, in the middle of a rice field. There's no brilliant light, but a tall temple rising in the sky. And he marked the place, went there the next day, so many details, and found the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birth. And he established a little temple, which is over here, to mark the birthplace. And then he later instructed his son, Bhaktisiddhanta, to establish this temple, a more munificent, magnificent temple. When they were digging the foundation, digging down and down and down for the foundation for this temple, they found in the ground the deity, the Anantashesh deity, that Jagannath Mishra personally worshipped. Like an archaeological verification that they found the right place. And that deity that Jagannath Mishra, the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally worshipped, is now on the altar of this temple. It's over on the side, and if you ask them, the pujaris will show you the deity. And in the back side, underneath a tall neem tree, is the actual place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took birth. This is a murti of Jagannath Mishra, Mother Sachi, and little Vimai, because he was born under a neem tree. Actually, the name Vimai was given by the wife of Advaita Acharya, because previous to the birth of Lord Chaitanya, or Vimai, Mother Sachi had 8 children that died shortly after their birth. An elder brother, Vishwarup, was born. When Nimai was born, she gave the name Nimai, born under the neem tree, because it was understood and appreciated that neem has special properties, and by being born under the neem tree, that Nimai should be protected. So he became known as one of his names, Nimai, as he was growing. Here's a family tree. Here's Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. But going back from Madhava Mishra to Sri Upendra Mishra, who had a number of sons, one of which was Jagannath Mishra, who married Sachi Mata, and the older brother Vishwarup and the younger brother Vimai Pandit. So a very illustrious family tree amongst a whole assembly of what in Navadvip was largely a brahminical community. It was a high seat of learning throughout the whole of India. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made his appearance on a full moon night, therefore Purnima, and on a very special Purnima, a full moon, where there was a full lunar eclipse. Because at the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, there were many learned persons, but those learned persons, as sometimes happens, they were misapplying that learnedness for increasing their material prosperity and their material enjoyment. And therefore, they were taking the words of the scripture in a different way. Specifically, they weren't chanting the holy names of the Lord. So, the tradition is, when there's a lunar eclipse, 2 things. It's very auspicious to go to the Ganges and take bath, and also to loudly chant the holy name of the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on that Purnima, full lunar eclipse, some number of years ago, I forget which year, 1975 I think it was. There was also a full lunar eclipse in Navadvip. Were you there for that? It was really a scene. When you're just walking along, now it's much more crowded, but then in 1975, it was very undeveloped. Hardly would you see during any time of the day many people walking along the street. But when it was that lunar eclipse, there were a zillion people that came from I don't know where, the heavenly planets and all over the place. And they all wanted to bathe in the Ganges at the same time. You know what that's like. People pushing and pushing and pushing, and it doesn't matter if somebody drowned because they want to bathe in the Ganges. During that lunar eclipse, it has to be during the lunar eclipse to get the full auspiciousness. And the chanting of the holy name was tumultuous. It was uproarious. And that was 1975. What to speak when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared? He said 500 years ago, every year. 500 and so many years ago. 537 years ago, whatever it is. The whole of Navadvipa loudly chanting the holy name exactly at the appearance time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some verses in glorification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This one we all know. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakrishe Namaha. And the translation, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given, pure love for Krishna. Krishna prema pradayate, freely giving, not considering, as Krishna did, if you surrender unto me, I'll free you from sinful reaction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't consider like that. Who is qualified? Who is unqualified? It doesn't matter. Please take love of God. But I'm not qualified. It doesn't matter. Please take love of God. Freely bestowing upon anyone and everyone. Therefore, most munificent of all the different forms of the Lord that appeared in this world. This is a nice photograph of Aditi of Mahaprabhu when Srila Prabhupada was residing in Mayapur, in now the same place where his guests or where his quarters are, in the Lotus Building. He kept this murti in his personal room. So it's a very beautiful deity and very famous specifically, because right next to his picture of his spiritual master is this murti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Sridhar Mayapur. One of the very famous verses in Srimad Bhagavatam establishing the identity of Lord Chaitanya as Krishna himself is this one, Krishna Varnam, Krisha Krishnam, Tangopanga Shaparshadam, Yogyaya Sankirtana Prayaya, Yajantihi Samedasaha. So this word Varna means two things. Commonly it means category, like Varna Ashram. You know that term, Varna Ashram. So, he who is in the category of Krishna, but his complexion is not blackish like Krishna. Another is, Prabhupada explains, he was always calling Krishna, Krishna Varnam. He's Krishna himself, but not blackish like Krishna. And when he appeared, he had some associates. And these associates mention his associates, his servants, his astras, his weapons, and his parshadam, his confidential companions. He descended with them to assist him in Yajnai Sankirtana, in inaugurating the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and establishing the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And those who have su-metasa, they have good intelligence. Metta means intelligence, and su-metta means very intelligent. So intelligent persons, they exhibit their intelligence by taking this Sankirtan that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to deliver. And here's a very beautiful painting of some of the associates, specifically the Panchatattva, who assisted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in delivering the chanting of the holy name and the message that goes with the chanting of the holy name, how to properly practice devotional service. And this began in the simple villages of Navadvipa, where daily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would travel about throughout all of Navadvipa chanting the holy name. And in time, the congregational chanting grew and grew to a tumultuous degree, so much so that Shankazi ordered the chanting to be stopped. This is a nice painting showing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming with his associates to confront Shankazi and ask him, why have you stopped the chanting of the holy name? Through that exchange, the Shankazi submitted, I won't do it again. Lord Nrsimhadev came, see these marks on my chest. In the middle of the night, this very fierce half-man, half-lion creature pounced on my chest and roared furiously. If you ever try to stop this chanting ever again, you're finished. I'll spare you this time, but never let it happen again. So chanting can go on. Another week. And I declare that whoever are my descendants will also continue ruling after me, they should also uphold the standard. And to this day, the same area where Shankazi's residence was, although it's a Muslim area, they have great appreciation for the chanting of the holy name. In addition to the congregational public chanting of the holy name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also experienced and exhibited the symptoms of intense separation as Radha felt from Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same emotion and exhibited those emotions. I'm going to very quickly go through some verses that may help you when you're speaking to people who don't know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is there a scriptural basis or foundation or scriptural references that establish that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna? Because some persons who have heard of Lord Chaitanya, they accept him as a sadhu or a great saint or a great personality, but they may need some help in appreciating the personality of Godhead. So here's a verse from Chandogya Upanishad, very prominent portion of the Vedic texts amongst the Upanishads. Chandogya Upanishad is very much appreciated, even by Maivadi scholars. And here's a translation of one verse. In the middle of that lotus city is a place called Mayapur, and in the middle of Mayapur is a place called Antardweep. That place is the home of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From Garuda Purana. In the first sandhya of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will assume a golden form. First, he will be the husband of Lakshmi, and then he will be a sannyasi who stays near Lord Jagannath at Puri. Pretty specific, isn't it? Pretty specific from Garuda Purana. Here's from Mahabharata, from the Vishnu Sahasranam section of Mahabharata, a translation of the verse that's describing Lord Chaitanya. In his early pastimes, he appeared as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. 5,000 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, this verse was compiled by Vyasadeva, describing Lord Chaitanya. There's pages of these verses. I just selected some for your appreciation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear again in the Kali Yuga. His form will be golden. He will delight in chanting the Lord's holy names. And his name will be Chaitanya. And there he is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Mayapur. Very, very, very tall, very beautiful, and very merciful form of the Lord. And along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the other members of the Panchatattva. So one by one, we'll show some close-ups of the deities. This is a close-up of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowing his mercy with his arms upraised, calling us all to resoundingly chant the holy names of the Lord, and to his right side, gesturing down to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, as Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna himself, Nityananda is none other than Balaram. And there's a... they did not appear in the same family, although they're brothers. Lord Nityananda appeared in Ekachakra some 12 years prior to Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And he left Ekachakra, went traveling with one mendicant, stayed for some time in Vrindavan, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his pastimes of congregational chanting, Lord Nityananda, being omniscient, he went to Navadvip. There's a wonderful description found in Chaitanya Bhagavat of their meeting for the first time. Of course, they're eternal associates, so there's no meeting for the first time. It's a leela. But it's a leela of such love. It's just an amazing... I'll just narrate very little. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called his associates and described to them, "I had a dream last night." And in the dream, a effulgent figure appeared, riding in a chariot, and he was roaring like a lion. And he was smiling and very happy and like ready to conquer the world. "I declare that a very great personality has just arrived in Navadvip." And he assigned two devotees to go search everywhere throughout all of Navadvip to find him. And they came back at the end of the day, empty-handed. They couldn't find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Smiled, omniscient. He knew where he was. So he went straight to the house of Nandan Acharya, very, very near to where our Mayapur temple is. And inside the house of Nandan Acharya was Lord Nityananda. And when Lord Nityananda emerged from the door, when Lord Chaitanya called him, the two brothers immediately began trembling in ecstasy and embrace one another, weeping and crying and experiencing such transcendental happiness to be in one another's company. And all the devotees were just amazed to see this exchange of love between two personalities who apparently had never met before, because they're eternally associated. And Lord Chaitanya, when he began his congregational chanting, that's when Lord Nityananda came, simply to assist Lord Chaitanya. And for the rest of their lila together, always Lord Nityananda, wherever Lord Chaitanya was, Lord Nityananda was assisting, either by the side of Lord Chaitanya, or when Lord Chaitanya ordered Lord Nityananda to go to Bengal. Mother Sachi has asked me to stay here in Puri, but I've come to deliver the world through the chanting of the holy name, so you must do this to assist me. And he gave them a number of associates, and Lord Nityananda very ecstatically participated in spreading love of God through the chanting of the pure holy name. This is Advaita Acharya of the Panchatattva, elder of the same age as Jagannath Mishra, and most significantly known pastime of the great Acharya is his calling for Lord Chaitanya's descent. We're observing Gaur Purnima, and in Chaitanya Charitamrita described there are three principal reasons, external reasons, for Lord Chaitanya's descent. And one of them is pictured here. Beautiful descriptions in Chaitanya Bhagavata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking to Advaita Acharya. I was in yoga nidra, in the spiritual world, and your loud calling my name, I came simply because you called. I'm at your service. Please engage me in your service. Because the service that was wanted by Advaita Acharya is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead deliver the inhabitants of not just Navadvipa but the whole of the material world from the ill influence of the age of Kali. Advaita Acharya, feeling that feeling very, very profoundly and deeply, was lamenting, transcendentally lamenting, that this is such an unfortunate age, especially here in Navadvipa, where people are so brahminically elevated and very intelligent and well-educated, but they're simply using all of this for increasing their material prosperity and material opulence and missing the mark altogether of what the scriptures teach. Only the personality of Godhead himself can rescue this situation. So then one verse from the scripture came to his mind, which says that if one offers Tulsi Manjaris, Tulsi Bhats, it's translated, and palmfuls of water to the Supreme Lord with great sincerity, the Lord feels obliged to such a devotee. So he wanted his Shalagram Srila to feel obliged, for Krishna to feel obliged to come and personally descend to rescue people in this age of Kali. So this is Advaita Acharya's, one of his principal contributions. And to Lord Chaitanya's, just as we see over here, to Lord Chaitanya's left or to our right is Viradhar Pandit. And in the features of Lord Chaitanya, Gadadhar Pandit is none other than Srimati Radharani, just as Radharani is to Govinda's left side. Gadadhar Pandit in the Panchatattva is by the side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And since childhood, Gadadhar Pandit was the same age as Lord Chaitanya and felt the dearmost affection and love for Lord Chaitanya, but it was very difficult during the childhood pastime for Lord Chaitanya. He wasn't behaving like a devotee. He was behaving like a mundane scholar. But later when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a devotee or performed his lila where he became a devotee, Gadadhar Pandit was a constant companion. When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and went to Puri, Gadadhar Pandit went to Puri just to be with Lord Chaitanya. And he was so expert at reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described, that Lord Chaitanya would go every day and hear for hours Srimad Bhagavatam being recited by Gadadhar Pandit. Who can imagine what that was like? Radharani describing Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna listening. Gadadhar Pandit reciting Srimad Bhagavatam and Lord Chaitanya listening, hearing from Gadadhar Pandit. And the Tota Gopinath temple where he personally worships Gopinath deity, Gadadhar Pandit, every day, the primary pujari. And Srivas Pandit. Srivas is Narada Muni in Krishna's Leela. Each of the personalities in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, because Krishna and Lord Chaitanya are non-different, so all the personalities in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, they have their counterpart in Krishna's Leela. So amongst all the devotees of Krishna, Narada Muni is very, very intimate associate of Krishna and a bestower of Krishna Bhakti, devotional service. So Gadadhar Pandit similarly assisted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the distribution of the holy name and the process of devotional service. So here they are in Sridhar Mayapur. I'll encourage anyone who it's possible for you to do so. When they take the temple of Vedic Planetarium is now well underway. Its construction, the superstructure portion, besides the finished work, in other words, is going very, very swiftly. It's going ahead of schedule and costing less money. And that never happens. That it costs less money and it goes faster. It's very, very, the event is being planned for the year 2016, I believe, that the deity, these Panchatattva deities will be moved on the 50th anniversary of the formation of ISKCON. If you can go, please go, because it will be an experience of your lifetime. When Panchatattva deities were installed in Sridhar Mayapur, I don't know how to properly describe, but I would say in my life, 44 years of devotional service, two most profound events were the installation of Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan and the installation of Panchatattva in Mayapur. And Radha Madhava and the Panchatattva deities are all going to move, and Nrisingha deity are all going to move to their new altar. Please be there and be transported to the spiritual world just by being in the presence of that awesome event. Very, 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 very merciful deities. I'll just share one thing. During the installation of Panchatattva, there's a devotee named Abhiram Prabhu, and I had come in, the kirtan was going on, and because I had been part of the pran pratishtha, this procedure on the altar, I was given some opportunity to do that service, and I came out, and I just happened to take darshan of the deity next to Abhiram, and tears were streaming down his eyes. He's a very sober devotee. Just crying and crying. And he said, not just the deity of Lord Chaitanya has appeared, The whole Panchatattva are here with us. And it was, you could feel it. Their spiritual vibrancy and presence. It was just... If you want to go to the spiritual world, go to the opening of the moving of the deities. Just be there. You'll be transported to the spiritual world. Guaranteed. This is, as in the picture, there's these Utsavamurtis, when they have, just like today, Gorpanima, they're having, we'll have Abhishek, they'll have Abhishek from Mahaprabhu. And the original Mahaprabhu, the tall Mahaprabhu, will be worshipped through the medium of these deities, Utsavamurtis. And of course, honored by all day long, massive amounts of prasad of so many different varieties being offered. So we'll have a nice big feast this evening too. But this is kirtan, very nice deity shringar, dress and ornaments of the deity, and very nice prasad offered to Panchatattva. This is all part of deity worship, and a way that we will also be honoring Gaura Purnima. Another picture, just in a different dress. See the gesture of Lord Nityananda. They designed, Gnanivas and Pankajana, they designed how they wanted the deities, with their hand pointing at Lord Chaitanya's feet, Lord Chaitanya's arms upraised, Advaita Acharya assisting Lord Chaitanya, and Srivas Pandit in his prayerful mood to the humble servant, assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any way. So, later on this evening, because this is the 40th anniversary of the installation of Radha Govinda, performed in Jaipur, personally by the hand of our founder Acharya, after the aarti in the evening ceremony, Gaura Bhadra has spent literally days preparing a nice presentation for all of you to appreciate the history of Radha Govinda on this Gaura Purnima day. And so stick around, please stay for experiencing that, understanding that it's a very significant event, the 40th anniversary of Radha Govinda's installation on Gaura Purnima day, and it'll be a very wonderful part of this evening's experience, so please remain for that. So I'll end there. And we invite more kirtan in honor of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Sri Sri Gaura Purnima Mahamahotsav ki Gaura Premanandi ki.